Foreign-born population in Indiana has exploded in the last 15 years, from 25,000 to about 80,000 in Marion County alone. But as immigrant communities grow, they often become isolated from the city around them. As WFYI's Drew Dodlin reports, the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department noticed the trend and decided to do something about it.
In a recent visit to a grocery store on the south side of Indianapolis, IMPD officer Randy Diaz struck up a friendly conversation with the owner. He told Diaz he'd been stolen from over and over. So Diaz asked,
"My question to him is, did you call the police?" And he said, "No."
It turns out he didn't call police because he didn't know they could help him. Diaz's partner Candy Perry was there too.
He asked this question, should I stop them and frisk them? You know, so it's basic things like that that he didn't know.
The store owner is Chin. He's one of over 10,000 members of the Burmese ethnic group that migrated to Indy's south side starting about 15 years ago. His story represents a growing problem that IMPD is trying to address with its immigrant outreach unit. Diaz and Perry are the only officers in the unit, so they have a lot of ground to cover. To reach more people, they often put on events.
So it's okay if I pick you, then for you, you're smiling, so I'll pick you. Come on up here.
About a dozen Chin immigrants have come to a community center in their neighborhood for a two-hour crash course on police in Indiana. It's tailor-made not only for people who speak very little English, but for immigrants and refugees who might not know anything about the role of American police.
Okay. Then, we're going to talk a little bit about keeping safe when we come to and from our homes or to and from our cars in our community.
One lesson led the audience through a simulated traffic stop, using two chairs and a table as a makeshift car. Diaz describes in meticulous detail the ritual officers follow and what to do if you get pulled over.
The number one thing, always stay in your car.
The lesson is especially important for Chin immigrants. During a traffic stop in Burma, people get out of their cars to greet the officer, a move that could be dangerous in America. Na Pa is a Chin native who moved to Indiana in 2002. She says that in Burma, people feared the police, and she saw that fear in some of the refugee children she helped drive to their new Indiana homes.
I remember some kids would see police car pass by, and they'd be like, oh, there is police, so they would just go down to the floor.
Pa says events that offer a personal relationship with police have had a profound effect on immigrants from Burma. Pa has two children of her own, and she says she's confident the second generation of Burmese in Indiana will be able to shake off the distrust of police that their parents brought with them.
Especially for the Burmese, it's always in our mind that you see the police in a negative way. So that needs to be changed completely, and you have to build up the trust.
The city is rapidly evolving into a multicultural city.
That's IMPD Assistant Chief James Waters, who oversees the Immigrant Outreach Unit. Waters sees it as part of a bigger cultural shift in the department towards community policing. His goal is to expand the unit to six officers, one for each district. Waters says Candy Perry helped him test his immigrant outreach strategy on the east side in a Latino community rife with unreported crime.
As we began to talk to them, they began to talk to us. And so statistically, crime went up, but we were able to then identify where to put our resources to reduce that crime.
Perry says she hopes more contact with the police, real human contact, will build trust between immigrants and the police. She remembers a recent meeting with a group of non-English speakers.
We went to each of them, like, hello.
Yeah.
And they're like, hello. You know, and it becomes a positive thing to say, okay, we're human. We're people. And we want to get to know you, and we want you to know us.
And Perry says it's not just about the police. She says when community institutions like IMPD promote a culture that welcomes immigrants into Indiana, the native population will ultimately follow. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Drew Dodlin.